tongue. He doesn't use it for the wrong things, those things that are impermissible. So he uses his eyes correctly, he uses his tongue correctly. And the third thing this person should try and do is he should try and look for some pious person that he knows or some pious person that he knew. And he should look in his life and see how did this person lead his life. What style, how did he utilize his time, what did he do as far as his life is concerned. And that person should try and implement this. Inshallah, this three-stage approach, the person who tries to do this, he can take care of his eyes, his tongue, and as far as his time and his actions are concerned, some person that he knows, some alim, some senior person that he may have contact with or he knew, you see, how did this person spend his time? Well, did he waste his time just watching football, watching cricket? Did he waste his time just speaking unnecessarily? Or when he spoke things of use. So a person looks at somebody like that, and then automatically he'll be inspired. I should also be using my time usefully rather than just killing time, playing cards, spending time with the friends, going to the club. All these sort of things will come out of a person's life and now he'll have value for time. So we did one more hadith. وَعَنْهُ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَنْ قَعَدَ مَقْعَدًا لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فِيهِ كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ كِرَّةٌ. That person who sits, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he narrates that whoever sits in any place without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that place, in that gathering, this will be a means of shortcoming for him on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, he has shortchanged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not necessarily on the day of Qiyamah, it is just a sitting day, he hasn't fulfilled the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a shortcoming from him. وَمَنِ اتَّجَعَ مَضْجَعًا لَا يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فِيهِ كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تِرَةٌ. And that person who lies down, and whilst lying down, he doesn't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a shortcoming from his side. What it means by this is a shortcoming, is was the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you remembered him in his gathering, whilst you were lying down, it was the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at least you thought of him. So many favors and so many ni'mat Allah Pak has given us, how could we have forgotten that person who has given us so many ni'mat? Today we start a new chapter. Briefly we start it. And as we're going with this hadith, many important points come under this. But this is in chapter Babur Ru'ya wa ma yata'allaqu biha, the chapter on dreams and related matters relating to dreams. See how beautiful our deen is. As we're going along, we're seeing that it covered different aspects. Imaniyat, it covered taharat, it covered salat, it covers the different outward aspects, that how a person should eat, how he should drink, how a person should wear his clothes, what should be read at these times. And then we covered other aspects of when a person entering, which foot he should enter wood, which foot he should leave wood. So different aspects of our deen have been covered. And now even when a person is sleeping, the dreams that he has, what meanings the dreams have, what strength should we give, how much reliance should be placed on these dreams, etc. All these things are explained to us in our religion. And our deen, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, beautifully hasn't left us as yateen. Ask any other person, any other religion, that how do you explain what a dream is? When does a dream hold value? When does a dream doesn't hold value? What should one do when you have a nightmare? What should one do when you have a good dream? No explanations for all these things. But our deen, our Islam, that even when a person is sleeping, then also when a person is sleeping, what should be done? Even at that time also. So it's how beautiful our deen is. So the style of muhaddithin generally is they start off with the ayat of the Quran. قال الله تعالى Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh, he brings this chapter and he starts off with this ayat of the Quran. From amongst the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your sleep by night and your sleep by day. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ مَنَامُكُمْ مِنْ لَيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. This is also from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this person was so fit, this person was running, this person was jumping, and suddenly when he's sleeping, it's like he's out, completely out. Suddenly where all that energy went away to, suddenly where all that strength went away to, suddenly where everything went away to, nobody knows. It's just like this person is out. So this is a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how he took away that sudden consciousness from you when you went to sleep. One day that consciousness will be taken away fully and then you will be gone into the qabr. So that person won't be alive in this world anymore. Now he'll be alive in the year after. So the first hadith, an Abi Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لم يبقى من النبوة إلا المبشرات. قالوا وما المبشرات قالوا الرؤيا الصالحة. Hadith Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that nothing from nubuwat is remaining, nothing from prophethood is remaining, illa al-mubashirat, except glad tidings. So sahaba said, what is this glad tidings? قالوا وما المبشرات. O Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is this glad tidings? Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that those pious dreams, those good dreams, these are the glad tidings. So ulama explained that what is meant by this. That nothing of nubuwwah, glad tidings, is referring to good dreams, pious dreams. So from here, actually from here ulama explained, the good translation, instead of saying pious dream, we say true dreams. Because you get some dreams that are true, some dreams that are not true. A dream cannot generally be pious, but what is meant by a true dream, by ru'ya saliha, a true dream, a good dream, these are from nubuwwah. What is meant by this is when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left, made parada from this world, then wahi had stopped, divine revelation had stopped informing about future events. So no more there is any wahi to come informing about future events, illa al-mubashirat, except this true dreams that a person gets. Now this true dreams also is one portion. Inshallah, as we move on further, we'll see that this is one portion of nubuwwat only, this true dreams. 1/46th of nubuwwat is this dreams. So when a person sees a dream. Now when it comes to dreams, there are two extremes. One extreme is people pay too much attention to dreams. This also is not encouraged. Everything a person sees, he tries and attributes a meaning to it. He wants to get a meaning for every dream that he has. It's not necessarily. The dreams of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were 100% true. There's no doubt about it. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam saw himself slaughtering his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Inni arafil manami anni azbahuka fanzur maza tara. The famous incident we know. That he tells his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam that I've seen in a dream that I've been slaughtering. What do you have to say? Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's dream, that I seen that the sun, I seen 11 stars, the sun and the moon making sajda to me. So this also was a true dream. And then his father Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam informed him that don't tell anybody about it. So these are dreams of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, 100% true. There's no doubt in it. And then you get second category, the dreams of the pious people. Generally the dreams of the pious people are true. And then you get the dreams of general people like ourselves, and the general people and the sinners, sometimes their dreams are true and sometimes they are not true. So therefore ulama say, don't pay too much attention of true dreams. If a person has a good dream, then he should try and get an interpretation from somebody reliable, somebody that he knows, that he should try and get a good interpretation. Because as we move along, we'll find that sometimes the interpretation of the dream has the effect of how the dream plays out. This requires some explanation. And when a person has a bad dream, the what du'as he should read to protect himself from that dream taking place and the ill effects also of that dream. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us. This is also part of our deen, that what a person should do and how he should deal with his dreams. Subhanallah. Inshallah, this hadith series will continue when I return. I return on the 18th, inshallah. The day after we will continue with this series. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun alal mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.